Good afternoon, everyone. Okay, so gising tayo. Okay, I'm really glad to be here in our 3 p.m. service here in the cinema. Today, we are starting a brand new series entitled The Heart Truth. Okay, where we are going to talk about love and marriage. Okay, so this is a mini series for us because dalawang installment lang po to. So tapos na to by next week. But I'm really glad that all of us are here to talk about this. Today, we're gonna talk about love. I realized, pag February, so love month, it's very relevant for us to observe that a lot of things around us reminds us about love. Okay? In fact, we could even say that love is in the air. So, naniniwala po ba kayo na love is in the air lately? So, parang lahat na lang connected sa love. Okay, so you would notice that, especially kapag naglalakad ka siguro sa mall or probably in some place, some park, may mapapasin mo, bakit lahat ng mga tao dito yung mga couple, naka-couple shirt? Parang, okay, grabe. Tapos ako, wala akong ka-couple shirt, ha? Di ba? Parang, so lahat sila naka-couple shirt, parang in love na in love, tapos nagterno pa ng mga damit. Okay, minsan dalawang puso, kalahati sa kanya, kalahati yung sa akin, di ba? Parang ganun nila pinagmamalaki na couple sila. For some people, yung obvious na napapansin natin is kitang-kita sa mga decorations, especially in the mall, in the offices, or probably in certain establishments, there are a lot of hearts that are being posted in the wall, ginagawang curtain. I realize in the picture that you have in the screen, nung bata ako, di ba pag Valentine's, ginagawa natin yan, yung dinidikit natin sa string, ginagawa natin heart curtain, okay, para sa mga pintuan natin. So, there are a lot of those that we could observe nowadays. Okay, also, even in our food, when we go to restaurants or fast food, yung mga serving nila or probably yung mga mating ng food nila or even yung pagka-design ng pagkain nila, it somehow depicts love. Okay? It points us to may mga mapuso-puso, may mukhang bulaklak, or mapupula. Okay, so love pa rin. And syempre, hindi pa pahuli. Nagkalat po ang bulaklak nowadays. At hindi lang nagkalat, sobrang mamahal pa ng mga nagkalat na bulaklak. Diba? So parang dati, sa presyong mura lang siguro, mga 100 lang siguro yung isang rose ngayon, sobrang mahal na, natitriple yung presyo. Because the demand is very high. I remember when I was still a student back in UP Los Baños, every time pagdating po ng February, lahat ng vendor yata, feeling ko pumupunta dun sa gate ng campus natin, namin. Because a lot of students are buying roses para magpalakas dun sa teacher nila. Sabi na, Ma'am, Happy Valentine. So, maraming bumibili. And that's really something that happens, especially during the love month, February. And hindi lang sa mga nakikita natin, na-observe natin, pati rin sa mga nadidinig natin. If you're a fan of music, okay, mapapansin nyo na yung mga nagtatap sa chart natin, whether it's iTunes, whether it's Mix, whether it's Yes FM or Love Radio, okay, puro po tungkol sa love song, whether it's love song na puno ng pag-asa. Okay, yung mga pag talagang feeling mo in love ka, parang otwo lang. Yung iba naman, ang lumalabas sa kanila, bitterness, parang mala Justin Bieber. Ito talaga yung pag-ibig na meron ako ngayon, yung masama yung loob, yung parang gandang-ganda ka sarili mo, mahalin mo sarili mo, parang ganon. Alam niyo po ba yung kantang yun ni Justin Bieber lately? Diba? So, also, syempre, yung iba naman, yung umaasa. Yung tulad ng kanta ni Alden, ni Papa Alden. Diba? Yung Wish I May. So, wish ko lang makanta ko sa inyo. Okay? So, hindi mo kasi ako singer. Pero, ito, sikat na sikat to ngayon. Kasi nga, they are hopeful of the love that they have. And hindi lang po yun, okay? Uso na rin po ngayon ulit yung mga pick-up lines. Parang ganito, sabi nitong si Boy. Okay? Sabi niya, nag-review ka na ba? Bakit? Kasi mamaya, pasasagutin na kita. Okay? Kahit luma na yung mga pick-up lines minsan, pinauuso ulit. Kasi nga, love month eh, usapang pag-ibig na naman. Okay, another pick-up line, sabi dito, maglaro tayo ng kahit ano, huwag lang taguan. Bakit? Kasi a girl like you is hard to find. Ay, iba, napapano sa gagamitin ko yan. Okay, so, nandun yung setup, nandun yung season where madaling magpakilig, madaling kiligin, madaling mag-isip na, grabe, kailan kaya darating yung Prince Charming ko? Yung iba nag-iisip na ko, kailan kaya darating yung vampire ko? Okay, so nag-iiba na yung iniisip nyo na dadating sa buhay nyo na magpapaibig sa'yo. And this is something that is happening to us, around us. If you're a parent here, whether you like it or not, okay, Hinaharap po ito ng mga anak nyo. Okay? Sa mga young people, alam natin, hindi natin madi-deny. Real na real to sa atin. Okay? During this season. And amidst all these reminders that we have around us about love, the question that begs to be answered still, up until now, since bata pa tayo, hanggang sa ngayon matanda na tayo, tinatanong pa rin natin to, is that, what is love? Ano ba talaga yung pag-ibig? And I want you to know that pag pinag-usapan yung pag-ibig, siguro through time, marami na tayong naging definition. We have our own sets of definitions when it comes to love. Probably some definitions came from our parents, from our friends, or probably we fabricate it ourselves. Tayo nang gumawa nun. But we have our own set of definitions. Some, we have our own descriptions. Okay, when it comes to love, na pag sinabi mong love, dapat ganito yung itsura niyan, ganito yung nangyayari, ganito yung ginagawa. So we all have those. Okay? But I want to share to you one particular description that I found in the internet, and I do believe that it makes a lot of sense. Okay? And that description is that love is like a bomb. Okay? Para daw pong bomba na sumasabog. As I explain this to you, bakit nga ba parang bomba? Bakit parang sumasabog? Parang ganito yan eh. Let me show you a bomb. And imagine nyo na lang, may ganitong kalaking bomba sa loob ng ating cinema. Okay? So may ganyan. So siguro, ngayon mararamdaman natin, parang, kagabi, itong may bomba na. May bomba na dito. Tapos, syempre, pag may bomba, diba, hindi naman siya kwitis lang. Na, boop, walang ganun, di ba? Syempre, pag may bomba, may masasaktan pag sumabog. And ngayon, imagine with me, this thread with me is like a wire. Okay, so, na kailangang putulin para ma-diffuse natin yung bomba natin dito sa cinema. Kasi ayoko naman masaktan kayo eh. Ayokong may masaktan sa atin. Para ma-solve natin, kailangan natin ng tulong. Meron ba dito bomb expert? Meron ba? Mukhang bomb expert, meron ba? Mukhang nasabugan ng bomb. Okay, so wala talaga. So ngayon, gagawa na lang natin ng paraan. Okay, so ngayon, tingnan natin. Ito si Sir. Si Sir kasi mukhang man of wisdom. Okay, di ba minsan dumalapit tayo ng wisdom sa medyo nakaka-edad sa atin. Sir, sa tingin niyo po ba alin pa dapat ang putulin natin para ma-diffuse yung pula o yung asul? Yung pula daw, sabi ng mga nakatatanda. Oh, ati sa akin, relatively. Okay, so, pero sa tingin nyo, alin ba? Yung pula o yung asul? Yung mga asul, taas ang kamay. Yung pula. So, marami yung pula, pero sige. So, pula na tayo. Sincere ba kayo sa sagot nyo? Confident ba kayo? Puputulin na natin to, wala nang urungan. Kung totoo to, sabog tayong lahat. Ready na ba kayo? Game na ba kayo? Game na? Paano yan? What happened there? Ano nangyari? Sumabog. Okay, can you imagine if it was a real bomb? Yeah, obviously, we're just playing a role here. Hindi naman, wala naman totoong bomba na sa cinema. But can you just imagine if it was a real bomb that we had there? Can you imagine if there was real explosive surrounding us and I picked the wrong wire to defuse it? Diba? Eh, pwede mo naman natin sabihin, naku, sincere ka naman, nagtanong ka naman kay sir, nagtanong naman ako sa inyo. Siguro, kasi nag-aral ako ng computer science, so napag-aralan siguro din yung pag-defuse ng bomba. What have we proven here? We have proven here that as far as the bomb is concerned, sincerity is not enough. The hard truth here is that sincerity is not enough when dealing with the bomb. Yun po yung katotohanan. Hindi po sapat yung sinceridad natin. You may be very sincere in what you know about a bomb, but you can be sincerely wrong. And the same is true when it comes to love. Sincerity is not enough when dealing with love. Pwedeng akala mo, eh, ito kasi yung advice na nakuha ko sa mga nakatatanda. Ito rin yung definition or understanding that I got from nakararami. Sa mga sinasabi ng marami, ito yung sinabi ng closest friend ko. Ito yung tinuro ng science teacher ko. But the reality is, no matter how sincere we are, sincerity is not enough when dealing with love. That is why today, in this series, and even in this preaching, we want to understand what is true love. What is the reality when it comes to true love that was based on the Bible? What is the design that God has for us when it comes to love? Because apparently, in the scripture that we read a while ago, Paul was encouraging, was teaching the church in Corinth, and I believe even us, that if we are to have love, love should be like this. So ngayon, babalikan natin yung mga scripture na binasa natin so that we may understand ano ba talaga yung love. We want to be able to draw a standard so that we would be able to check, okay? Ano ba talaga yung love pag pinag-usapan natin? And if you are here and alam mo lang, hindi mo pa alam kung anong ibig sabihin ng love, you are here and you are still confused, still wondering and pondering, what does it mean to be in love or to have love? Good news to para sa'yo. Because we are going to answer that question. But at the same time, if you are here and you're really confident, you got it all figured out, you already know what love really is, I'm still glad that you're here. Because this afternoon, we get to verify, tama ba yung pagkaintindi mo when it comes to love? And for us to understand this, we're going to go back to the Word of God so that we would finally know the truth about love. Can you all stand and read this together with everyone in this room? Okay, babasahin natin sa book of 1 Corinthians. Okay, so para hindi kayo mahirapan, madali lang pong hanapin ang 1 Corinthians. Nasa New Testament before mag 2 Corinthians. Okay, so let's read in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. In verse 4, it says there, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this afternoon. I pray, God, that you would open our minds and open our hearts that we may understand what love really is. And I pray, Lord God, that you would receive it from you and share it to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please take your seats. Allow me to give you a background of the scripture that we just read. Again, this was 1 Corinthians, so it pertains to the first letter of the Apostle Paul that was sent to the church in Corinth. So, during this time, so just a background, during this time, he was in Ephesus, the Apostle Paul. So, when he planted the church in Corinth, he stayed there for 1.5 years, 18 months. Okay, so after that, he felt the call of God to move to another place, do another church plant, now in Ephesus. Now, when he was in Ephesus, ministering there, he heard news about the issues, the challenges that his former church, yung church na pinlant niya, was encountering. Issues like immorality, okay, sexual sin, prostitution, and even marriage problems. So nalaman niya, grabe yung church na pinlant ko, na I'm sure very dear kay Apostle Paul, was actually encountering so many problems. Because of that, he felt compelled to write a letter to help them, to give them advices and encouragement. Okay? And I want you to know that the church here in Corinth is probably experiencing those issues because of the situation that they are in. The church in Corinth is situated in an area, masasabi nating melting pot of different cultures. Okay, so a lot of different nationalities dumadaan po sa Corinth. So halo-halo yung background, halo-halo yung beliefs, halo-halo yung mga pinapractice nila. And along with them is the practice and beliefs that they have when it comes to love and relationships. Also, in that place was a temple named Temple of Aphrodite. Okay, it's a Greek goddess. In that area was highly worshipped. So, in fact, in that temple, it was believed that it was populated with thousands of priestesses, temple priestesses, or temple prostitutes. And their way of teaching is that if these people, okay, the people in Corinth would have sexual affairs with these prostitutes, it would give them the way to the truth. So, there's a teaching like that. So, iba't iba na yung nakukuha nilang philosophy, thinking, mindset, worldview about love and relationships. Tapos, meron pa ditong rampant teaching, yung sensuality, yung way for you to discover the truth. So, ngayon, hindi mo siyempre maiwasan na some of them, when they heard the gospel, when they probably got invited to church, they found themselves attending the Corinth church. So syempre, na-penetrate na nila, na-impluensyahan na, nagkakaroon na ng iba't ibang thinking about love and relationship. So kaya sumulat si Paul. Pinadala niya yung letter, yung 1 Corinthians letter, so that finally, he would be able to tell them, when you are all confused about love and relationship, this is the love that God has for you. I want you to understand that this is very important for all of us. Because the situation in Corinth is somehow similar to the situation that we have right now. In our time where there are different wars, there are different crimes, conflicts, mga alitan, higdwaan that are happening around us. During the time when we talk about sexuality, it's very confusing to a lot of people. When you talk about sex, it's already tolerated to have that even before marriage. Eh, basta safe, basta hindi ka makakabuntis, basta walang madidisgrasya, okay lang yun. During the time that everything or a lot of things around us, lagi na lang may hint of sensuality. Gusto mo lang bilhin yung tuna mo, papakita mo muna yung abs mo. May mga ganon. So parang everything is connected there. Or probably magbebenta ka ng gulong, tapos papakita mo yung legs mo. So parang anong connection ng gulong sa legs? But I want you to see that that's the culture that we are in right now. And whether you are aware of it or not, whether you accept it or not, it is influencing you and me. And for the parents here, I want you to know that it's influencing your children. That's why the better we know about the love that God has for us, the better it would be for us. Because unless we define what is the standard, we will never be able to determine what is right from wrong. So now, dine-establish po natin, ano ba yung love that God wants us to practice and God wants us to have? Yun po yung pag-uusapan natin ngayon. And as we go back, sabi ko nga kanina, merong mga ganitong temple tsaka goddesses na wina-worship dyan. That's why, ngayon, probably walang mga temple, walang mga goddesses na ganan. But we are still trying to debunk or probably check on the culture that we have and adapt the culture and the teaching or the values that God has for us. That is the goal of this series, The Heart of Truth. Ngayon, let's talk about love. Pag pinag-usapan natin yung love, this is a topic that is very parang eye-catching or probably parang pag napag-usapan yung love, parang, uy, gising agad ako. Hindi ito yung tipong masarap tulugan, ay, love na naman. Ito, especially for young people, pag sinabi mo yung love or nagkwento ka ng konti about your love story, talagang all ears, tas gising na gising sila, full of energy. Because this is something that is relevant for all of us. Kahit bata ka, naghahanap ka ng pagmamahal. It may not be towards your classmate or crush, but towards your parents. But love is something that we all need. Okay? Pagka matanda ka na, hindi mo na outlive to na parang matanda na ako, ayoko na ng pagmamahal. Pag gusto mo pa rin to, we all want this. And in the scripture, we would see that indeed, it is something that is very important. Bible says, in verse 1, ito po yung first three scriptures before binasa natin kanina. Says there, if I speak in tongues of men or of angels, but not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, ganun katindi yung faith mo, but do not have love, I have nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but not have love, I gain nothing. Let me summarize this to you. Sa'yo ba sa'yo mahilig kayo sa mathematics subject? Konti lang. Okay, so perfect yung timing yung math to. Okay, nabibigyan ko kayo ng equation just to summarize this scripture that we just read. It's like, simply put, ganito pagbasa dyan. Sabi doon, speaking in tongues or to be able to speak in tongues minus love equals gong or cymbal, clanging gong or cymbal. Gift of prophecy, pag binawasan mo ng love equals nothing. Fathom mysteries and knowledge minus love equals, sige, participation tayo. Faith to move mountains minus love equals
nothing.
Okay, give to the poor minus love equals
nothing.
Hardship minus love equals
nothing.
Okay, obviously, the emphasis in this particular set of scriptures is that though we may have lots of giftings, though we may be practicing so many Christianese actions or practices, if you remove love from the equation. If it is not done out of love, out of care for other people, what we have is nothing. Walang kwenta. Hindi po sulit. Nothing to brag about, nothing to be happy about. Simply put, in these scriptures, God is making us realize that when you talk about love, love is something that is very important. You can't live life without love. When you go to church, you need love. When you practice the giftings that God has for you, you need love. When you disciple other people, you need love. When you volunteer in the ministries, you need love. When you take care of your families, when you provide for them, you need love. It is something that is essential. It is primal. You can't live your life without having love. That's the picture that God is setting to us. So maybe you're here right now kasi napasok ka sa pag-ibig. Pasa, ayaw mo na magka-relationship kahit friends pa lang kasi feeling mo, pagka merong pag-ibig, may love, nabibetray ka lagi. I wanna tell you this, you can't live without love. Love is very important. That is how God designed it to be an integral part of our life, of everything that we do. Love is very important. Now, since this love is very important, sobrang mahalaga siya, don't you think we need to understand what it really is? Don't you think it's very important for us to see the picture of the real love that God wants us to have? Kasi baka all along, akala natin, tunay yung meron tayong love. Only to find out, peke. Sino ba sa inyo nakabili na kayo na akala nyo tunay, yung pala peke? Di ba? Yung parang, ay grabe oh, yung Rolex ko. Yung para si yung gamit, wrong spelling. Di ba? Iba yung, kamusta na yung BTEC mo? Ay, bitikleta lang eh. Okay, so, hindi tunay, peke. Okay? We want to have the real thing. Ano ba yung real thing when it comes to love? We want to figure it out. We want to describe it as the Bible describes it. Una, let's go back to the scripture. Sabi doon, love is patient. The love that God wants us to have or to practice is a patient kind of love. A patient love. And when you talk about patience, a lot of young people or even adults nowadays are so convinced that they are in love or what they have is love, yet they cannot wait. They are so enamored or excited or parang sobrang gustong-gusto na nila na makuha yung benefits of being in love. Probably the emotion, the feeling, siguro yung atmosphere kapag in love ka. But I want you to know that when you talk about real love, as the Bible defines it, it is patient. There's an element of time. Waiting is a factor. Hindi siya basta-basta lang binibigay sa'yo. Hindi basta-basta lang nangyayari. There's a process of waiting and being patient and trusting in God's time. Okay? Hindi siya basta-basta nangyayari lang. We need patience. In fact, the Bible says in the book of Song of Songs, says their daughters, and I'm sure also sons, okay, of Jerusalem, I charge you, do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires. Sabi rin, until it so desires, because God has set a perfect time for our hearts, for our emotions, to awaken, to desire, to cling on, and parang mag-desire mo na maging one ka with another person. There's nothing abnormal about it. It's normal. But there's a proper time for it. That's why the Bible is saying, do not awaken it. Kasi pag nagising na yan, mahirap nang pakalmahin yan. Mahirap nang itim yan. Kahit ilang saksak ng tranquilizer yung lagay mo dyan, hindi yan kakalma. Meron ka ba nakitang ganun na sobrang basa, in love lang siya, parang gigil na gigil na siya dun sa gusto niya na parang gusto niya laging kasama. Yung tipong hindi mo mapigilan, yung tipong pag inas mo, oh pare, mama naman akong bili lang tayo dyan sa kainta, dyan lang sa may katipunan lang ng notebook. Sabi niya, pare, may lagnat ako eh. Tapos pag sinabi nung type niya, nung girl lang gusto niya, sumahan mo naman ako, antipolo. Sige, lakad pa tayo. O, diba? Parang kahit may lagnat, kahit masama lasa, hindi pa pipigil kasi gustong gusto niya. Okay, but the Bible is saying here, we have to understand God's timing. And it doesn't only apply to being patient to a romantic loved one. It also applies probably in our natural relationships, biological relationships. Have you ever encountered people na feeling nila they're giving all the love that they can give, pero somehow they feel deprived kasi hindi siya na ibabalik, hindi siya na re-reciprocate? But God is saying here, if that is truly love, that love would learn to wait. That love would be patient and believe that in God's perfect time, that love would be returned and that love would be fulfilled. this patience that I'm talking about is just talking about the aspect of time. Later on, pag-uusapan pa natin, kasi pag sinabi mo namang patient ka, hindi lang yung pinag-uusapan yung matagal, magaling ka maghintay, sanay kang magtiis ng matagal. Kasama rin dito yung patient ka sa isang tao, kahit yung nakakairita, yung masakit sa ulo. Diba? So mamaya pag-uusapan natin yun. But for now, God is saying here, let's wait for His perfect time. And maybe for some of you, nagbigyan na kayo ng ibang advice. Sabi niya, wait pa ba? Everyone's doing it. Tapos sabi pa ng friend ko, mag-wait ka pa, why don't you trust your heart? Oh, narinig niyo na ba yun? Trust your heart. Sundin mo lang yung kung anong sinasabi ng puso mo. But I have good news for you. This is what the Bible says. The Bible says that the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Wala nang gamot. Mapanlin lang, mapanloko. Okay, mandaraya. Okay, sino ba sa inyo, tingin yung katabi nyo, nadaya na sila ng puso nila. Parang, wala, ang galing nyo naman. Okay, so minsan di ba parang, grabe, akala ko siya na, yung pala, hindi pala. Nadaya ng puso. That's why God is saying, we are not to trust our heart, we are to trust our God. We are to command our heart to put His hope in God and God alone. Okay? Because love is meant to be patient. We are meant to have patient love. Does it make sense? So far, okay? Gising pa ba kayo? Okay, so moving on. The love that God wants us to have is not only patient. It's also kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It's not self-seeking. Okay, hindi naghahangad ng sariling kapakanan lang. When you look at this set of scriptures, it's saying to us that we are not meant to focus on ourselves. We are to focus on the people or the recipients of our love. Nowadays, study shows that ang generation daw natin is pertain to us the me generation, where we are so consumed about getting the things for ourselves. But God is saying here, when it comes to love, it's not about getting. It's about giving. God wants us to have a giving love. Okay? And nowadays, pag pinag-usapan mo nga yung love, whether it's for the students or for the adults, some people would use this line. Sabi niya, if you love me, sleep with me, have sex with me. Love mo naman ako, di ba? Sige, pagbigyan mo na ako. But I want you to know that this is a very selfish kind of affection. That person may be attracted to you, but it is very selfish. If it's really love, it would learn to give. It's not about getting. In fact, ang ibig niyo sabihin dito, pag sinabi niya yan sa inyo, especially for the girls in this room, I want you to know na hindi talaga yun ang ibig sabihin niya. Ang ibig niyang sabihin sa inyo is this, I love me, I'm willing to make you sacrifice for me. I'm willing to lay down your life for me. Come on now, let's love me. Okay? Yun yung sinasabi niya sa inyo. So don't go falling for that line, ako, if you love me, sige na, pagbigyan mo ako. Because if that person is not willing to wait, if that person is not willing to give, I want you to know that person is not really in love with you. That is not the love that you want. Women in this room, especially the singles and the students in this room, I want you to know that you are worth the wait. You are worth the wait. Don't go settling for less than what God has prepared for you. God has the best person for you. And especially for the men. Feeling mo parang ay, konti lang yung nagkakakrush sa akin. Kailangan ko pa yata magpabutas dito para may magkakrush sa akin, para magka-dimple ako. I want you to know, God has a perfect person for you. You just have to wait for the perfect time so that once you are ready, God would bring you together. Okay? God has the best person for you. We need to learn to practice giving or have a giving love even right now. That's the second description. Okay? As we move on, sabi rin doon, hindi lang siya patient, hindi lang siya giving. The love that God wants us to have is also described like this. Okay? It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Hindi daw madaling mainis, mapikon, or magalit. At the same time, hindi nakikip ng record of wrongs. Okay? Hindi siya parang may ledger, or may mental list siya, and may mga post-it siya sa mind ng mga offenses na ginawa ng partner niya. Okay? When you talk about this kind of love, it is actually a forgiving love. A love that is willing to let go of the offense. A love that is willing to look the other way. A love that is willing to ask for sorry even if you feel like, ako naman yung tama eh. That is a forgiving love. And when you talk about forgiveness, it's really about not keeping a record of wrongs. Kasi minsan, admit it or not, minsan nagkikreate tayo sa mind natin ng list of offenses of that person. Ah, parang ah, late ka na naman. O, nakalimutan mo yung birthday ko. O, sabi mo, maghuhugas ka ng plato. Yung pala, ibababad mo lang. Diba? So, parang, yung ang dami mong sama, ay, yung utang mo, hindi mo binayaran. O, nasagi mo ako, di ka malalag, sorry. O, yung promotion ko, inagaw mo. Yung ang dami mo ng sama ng loob sa isang tao. But when you talk about love, it's not counting those. It's as if when you're facing that person, parang walang kasalanan. That's forgiveness. That is real love. And maybe for some of you, you know that you love someone. May loved one ba kayo? Diba? Ang tanong, do you have a mental list of the wrong things that these people have done to you? And not only that, the flip side of that is keeping a record of rights. Kasi ang practice natin, especially tayong mga Pilipino, nakikip tayo ng record of wrongs nung ibang tao. Tapos kinikip natin yung record ng tama natin. It's like saying na, ako na lang lagi ang nagsasakripisyo. Ako na lang lagi ang nagbibigay. Oh, ako na naman ang naiwan na nagbantay sa mga bata. Ako na naman ang nagbayad nung date natin. So, parang lagi na lang ako. It's keeping record of rights. Tapos kinocompare mo sa kanya, nasaan yung listahan mo ng tama? But God is saying here, when you talk about forgiving love, it's not keeping a record. It's always having a clean slate, saying that regardless of what happened in the past, whether I was right or you were wrong, I will love you anyway. Okay? Kaya nga minsan madaling mainis, madaling mapikon, kasi at the back of their head, nagpile up na yung sama ng loob ng mga unang offenses eh. But if you are willing to let go of those, you could easily release love again towards that person. Forgiving love. That's the love that God wants us to have. And lastly, says there, it always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. This love that God wants us to have or wants to practice, it's an enduring love. Ibig sabihin, all those things na pinagsasabi ko kanina, it's not meant to be practiced or to be experienced just for a moment, just for a short time. It's meant to be experienced for the rest of your lives. It's meant to be enduring. Hindi siya panandalian lang. Hindi siya conditional. Okay? It's meant to outlive you. Yung alam mo na habang buhay mo na siyang mahal or mahabang buhay mong binibigay yung ganong pagmamahal. A lot of times, this enduring love is being challenged because our love tends to be conditional. Conditional in a sense na, I love you if, probably if magbago ka, I love you eh pag siguro nagtutoothbrush ka na bago matulog. I love you eh pag hindi ka na moody, hindi ka na masungit, pag bagong gising. O kaya hindi ka na masungit pag bagsak ka sa exam. I love you eh siguro pag lovable ka na, pag naayos mo na yung mukha mo. Parang ganon. I love you eh pag siguro deserving ka na. Conditional. Yung parang laging may if. Pero pag hindi, hindi ko ibibigay sa'yo. Minsan naman, it's something that what that person possess or has. Diba? I love you because may kotse ka kasi, so I love you. Diba? Yung mga ganun ba kayo? Yung mga friends na user-friendly. Love ka lang nila kapag may binibigay ka sa kanila, nalilibre ka, libreng sakay, o libreng kain. I love you because nagpapakopya ka sa exam. I love you because nagpapautang ka. But that's not love. The love that God wants us to have and practice is I love you, period. It's saying that whatever wrong that you have done, whatever things that you keep on repeating, whatever things that you have been failing in the past or even in the present, I would love you still. And this is the love that God wants us to have. God wants you to have. And probably you're here and you're saying, grabe, ganun pala yung love na yun. Parang, sino sa inyo, medyo nalungkot kayo kasi feeling yung love na meron kayo parang hindi love. Minsan nakaka-discourage. Pero let me ask you this. Sino sa inyo gusto nyo yung ganitong tipo ng pag-ibig? How many of you want this kind of love? Patient, giving, forgiving, and enduring. Can you raise your hand if that's you? I want you to look around. Sige, tingnan nyo lang kung gaano kayo kadami. Gusto natin to, di ba? Ito yung pag-ibig na talagang inaasam natin, hinahanap-hanap natin. But let me ask you this again. How many of you here in this room, kaya nyong ibigay yung ganitong klase ng pag-ibig? Taas nyo ang kamay nyo. Patient, giving, forgiving, enduring. Kaya nyo. Confident kayo, talagang hanggang lang ngayon, hanggang mamatay, kaya nyong ibigay. Di ba? Yung iba sa inyo, wala na. Nawala na ng pag-asa. Na, oh, hindi ko kaya yan. Yung iba, nagtataas pero nag-iisip, kaya ko ba talaga? I want to be honest with you. The reality is, this kind of love, is an impossible love. It's humanly impossible. No one in this room can actually do that. Maybe for a moment, maybe for a season, maybe for a month. But for a lifetime, it's impossible. It's impossible for human beings like you and me. Ba? Ikatabi ka bang human being? Imposible yan para sa kanya. Let me prove this to you. Go back to the scripture. Ilagay mo nga yung pangalan mo dyan. Jerry is patient. But Jerry is kind. Does not envy. Keeps no record of wrongs. Baka magwelga yung asawa ko. Pag sinabi ko, sabi, malaking kasanungalingan. Tutol ako dyan. Alam niya, hindi ako ganun eh. And even you, the people who's loving you, the people that is caring for you, ilagay niyo yung pangalan nila dyan. I'm sure they would still fail. Because no one in this room is perfect. Everyone, as long as you're a human being, you would disappoint someone. But the good thing is, even though this is humanly impossible, this is possible for God. Let's try putting God there. God is patient. God is kind. God does not envy. God does not boast. God is not proud. And so on and so forth. God never fails. Do you think it's already true? Kasinungalingan pa po ba yung binabasa natin? Because only God has the ability to actually do that. And not only the ability, He actually did that for you and for me. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 8, but God shows His love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for you. That love, that action is the full manifestation of God's love for you. That He did not condemn you for the sins that we have done. That He did not condemn us for not being, parang hindi natin siya wino-worship or doing things against Him. God was patient towards us. He was always giving us what is best. He is forgiving towards our sin. And guess what? That love is enduring. I want you to know this. Kahit paanong kasalanan na ginawa mo, kahit pag gaano katindi sa tingin mo, kahit may nakakahiya, yung kasalanan na feeling mo walang nakakaalam, kahit sino, ikaw lang yung secret mo lang talaga yon. Kahit pag gaano katindi yung kasalanan na yon, it will never lessen the love that God has for you. God loves you just the same, and God accepts you for who you are. God would not leave you like that. Niyaya na, sige, makasalanan ka, habang buhay ka na makasalanan. But God is saying here, kahit makasalanan ka ngayon, God still loves you. And God loves us so much. Ganun yung katindi yung pagmamahal ni God for us. That is why, when God is saying we are to love and show love to other people, to our parents, to our loved ones, to our spouses, kahit pa feeling natin hindi deserving, kaya na natin. Because now, we have received it from God. Because reality is, we can't give something that we don't have. That's why ngayon pa lang, I want you to know, God is giving you that love. God brought you here not by accident. Maybe for some of you here, you've been longing for that love. You've been clinging on, Lord, kailan ba may magmamahal sa akin? I've been good naman. Pero no one seems to bother. I feel like every time I would attend a crowd like this, I'm just a face in the crowd. But you know what? God loves you. Hear me out. God is saying to you, God loves you. And He is here because He wants you to have a relationship with Him. Know His love. During these times, Valentine's, usapang love, a lot of times we get the picture of a heart in our minds. Parang as if this is the most accepted symbol of love. But I do believe that the greatest symbol of love is not the heart, but the cross. The symbol of true love is the cross. Because at the cross, God declared that no matter what, no matter how sinful we are, unacceptable and unlovable we are, He still loves us. He still accepts us. And my hope is that we would receive that in full. That we would see this love afresh. And we would adopt this love that we may share it to other people. When we started this preaching, we said that the hard truth is this, that sincerity is not enough when dealing with love. Now, I want to end with this hard truth. True love can only be understood and experienced through Jesus Christ. There's no other way. Maybe you are here, you are searching for love. Maybe you're here, you feel like you're complete already with your love. But guess what? True love can only be understood and experienced through Jesus Christ, only through Him. So my invitation to you is, come to Him. Come to Him for that love. As I close, let me read to you this last scripture in the book of John, chapter 15. Says there, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Here is an exhortation for all of us, that we are to receive His love. Come to Him. Huwag mong hugutin sa spouse mo. Huwag mong kuhanin sa friends mo. Huwag mong sa parents mo lang kuhanin lahat. Expect it first and foremost from God. Yung umaapaw ka sa pagmamahal, that you're overflowing with love. You just can't help but love other people as well. Because we are not just to receive His love, we are to share His love as well to other people. That is the love that God wants us to have. A love that comes from Him. A love that will be shared to other people as well. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the love that you have for us. I pray, God, that you would allow us, God, to not just have this understanding of love in our heads. Let it be real in our hearts. Let it be so real, God, that we can't help, Lord God, but worship you. Appreciate you, Lord God, for the love that you have shown us. Lord, we admit, God, we are not worthy. We don't deserve this love. We are unlovable, Lord, because of our sins. But you loved us anyway. So thank you, God. Thank you for this love. And Lord, I even pray that you would help us, God, show this love to other people, to share this love to them. Thank you, Lord. I want to pray for a group of people in this room. Two groups, actually. The first one, I believe God is speaking to you because God is convicting you of certain relationships that you have. Maybe with your friends, maybe with your spouse, with your family. You just know that you're not giving them the due love that they deserve. You're not showing love. Probably you're just being there, coexisting with them, but you're not loving them the way God loved you. And God is telling you right now, my son, my daughter, this is a fresh start for you. You could love once more and you could start by loving these people close to you. If you are here, I believe God is asking you to repent of that and make a decision to love these people. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for grace in your life. If that is you, can you raise your hand? I want to pray for you. God is asking you to love certain people, specific people that you're having a hard time with. Just raise your hand if that is you. This between you and God. Lord, you see the hands of these people, God. You know exactly their situation, the people, God, that they are having a hard time loving. But thank you, Lord, that by your grace, they can show love. By your grace, they can love these people. And thank you, God, that, Lord, that grace has happened tonight. Lord, as they go back, as they meet these people, genuine love would overflow from them as a response, as an appreciation, God, to the love that you have given them as well. Lord, bless these people and may they have great relationships with their loved ones. In Jesus' name we pray.